This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. If growers, packers, and shippers in eastern Washington had a more efficient, cost-effective way of getting their goods to foreign markets, it just makes sense, right? The Northwest Seaport Alliance says the Port of Quincy gives shippers a much more convenient rail option.
Truck drivers can do more turns per day and not have to sit there in traffic. So you're literally increasing efficiency. You're reducing the amount of hours that your drivers are sitting there in a traffic jam somewhere. You keep your equipment moving. It brings down your costs. It's more cost effective, more competitive. It's just a more efficient, more effective way to utilize your equipment as opposed to having trucks sitting over in Seattle or Tacoma somewhere waiting to be unloaded for hours.
The port's Patrick Boss says, just say the word.
We're ready to go in Quincy. We're ready to go right now. We could help shippers immediately. It's really a matter of getting the train schedules to stop in Quincy. It's a matter of working with transportation companies, et cetera, to ocean carriers to redirect freight to an inland location. It's not impossible. It's not insurmountable. It's not even rocket science. It's really just a matter of changing habits of freight shippers to go to inland locations like a Quincy.
Boss says it's just a proposal at this point and there is no timetable, but he says it's a no-brainer bipartisan issue that lawmakers could easily get behind.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.